you to open your Bibles with me for a text as we read from 2 John chapter 1 and verse 12. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 12. 2 John 1, 12. We shall be reading together, everybody. 1, 2, go. Amen. In this Shiloh 2012, it doesn't matter how you came, you are going to be returning with your joy full. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face. God is saying this about somebody here. You will meet God face to face at Shiloh 22. Without any doubt, at the opening session yesterday, God's servant, the visioner, said so many things about Shiloh 2012. But among several things he said, he did mention clearly, and that stuck to me. He said we must be aware of what is available at Shiloh. We must be aware of what is obtainable at Shiloh and be able to know how to connect with it. And without any doubt, one of the components of the Spirit of God at work in this commission, at work in the life of His servant, at work in Shiloh, is the Spirit of joy. And so for this moment we shall be examining the subject, the Spirit of joy. Everybody say with me, the Spirit of joy. Say it again like you believe it, the Spirit of joy. Louder yet, the Spirit of joy. The Spirit of joy is one of the major components of this commission. And we must get to understand, people of God, that joy is a major asset for fulfillment in life. Joy. In actual fact, to be joyless is to be hopeless. When you are downcast, it's a known fact, you go down in life. And if you watch it very clearly, a joyful person is usually a winning person. Remember, this is Winners Chapel International. For you to continue to win, therefore, one of the major assets and one of the components of the Spirit that you and I require is the Spirit of joy. This Shiloh, I believe, for somebody here, shall be a Shiloh of memorial. I don't know who you are and how you came, but upon this mountain, everything contrary to your joy shall be permanently destroyed. One major enemy of joy is sorrow. And I don't know who exactly this might be referring to, but whatsoever you might have been sorrowing over, I've got good news for someone here today. Your season of sorrow is over. Say with me, my season of sorrow is over. Tap your neighbor, tell your neighbor for me, your season of sorrow is over. Shout a believing amen. And right now, whatever you might have been sorrowing over in time past, you are here on Shiloh ground. Whether right here in Canaan land or anywhere you are connected across the nations of the earth, I curse the spirit of sorrow. I curse the spirit of heaviness. Your season of weeping is over. Your Shiloh of joy is here. Say with me, receive it. Say with me, I receive it. My season of joy is here. Shout a believing amen. From, amen, by divine privilege and orchestration, ever before this ministry was commissioned, privilege to be connected to God's servant, the visioner of this great commission. We met 1976 and agreed to get into marriage. I stand here today after over 35 years of knowing in depth and intimately God's servant, that one of the components of the Spirit of God at work in his life, without any doubt, amen, without any doubt, is the Spirit of joy. You know, it's possible to fake it in the open, but you cannot fake it in the secret. Amen. You can fake it in the open, but you cannot fake it in the secret. On our wedding day, I can never forget, we had, amen, praise God. Because the place where the, because the city, in quote, where the wedding took place had so many five-star hotels. He had to sleep in a beetle car before the wedding. But joyful, excited. By the time we got to church for the service for the wedding that day, the reverend man that was supposed to start the service was late. You know what he did? Get me a brother that is well dressed. Let him start the service. The service started. Excited. Joyful. You know something? He is a man that has no downtime in life. No matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, joyful, no wonder ever winning. No wonder ever victorious. from today, whatever makes you to bow down your head is cast in the name of Jesus. Say with me, I receive it. What is joy? We need to understand it. What is joy? Joy is an essential spiritual virtue. It's a spiritual virtue. Oozing out of faith, grace, gratitude, hope, love, and what have you. It is a spiritual virtue. And may I say this and say it very clearly? You and I need joy as much as we need air. Joy is deep. It is you at the deepest level. The word joy is spelled J-O-Y. The J there stands for Jesus, someone has said. The O there stands for others. And the Y there stands for yourself. Jesus, others, yourself. If you take life in that order, I tell you, you will never lack joy. Whatever has stolen your joy in time past is arrested upon this mountain. Please understand, people of God, that joy is not affected by circumstances. No, it's not. Many people mistake joy with happiness. They are two different things. Happiness, on one hand, is based on happenings. But joy is based on the spirit. Amen? Joy is a settled state of contentment and confidence. Come what may, you are confident about life and about tomorrow. Joy is said to be the lubricant of life. So no matter what happens, when you have joy, you enjoy life. And remember, people of God, life is meant to be enjoyed and not to be endured. If you have been enduring life thus far, I decree that upon this mountain of Shiloh 2012, your joy shall come. Yeah. Happiness is based on circumstances. Joy is based on the Lord. Happiness is born from the mind. The joy comes from the heart. Happiness comes from human beings. But on the other hand, joy comes from God. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 talks about joy as one of the fruit of the Spirit. So remember that joy is a fruit. It is not a gift. Joy is a fruit. It is not a gift. Very importantly, you will discover that there are certain characteristics of joyful people. One, joyful people think differently. They think differently. And sometimes, when you are able to gain access to the way they think, you think they are off their senses. Joyful people talk differently. Number two, when you hear a joyful man speak, especially in the midst of circumstances of life, you'll be wondering whether he's in his right mind. Number three, joyful people act differently. So one, they think differently. Two, they talk differently. And then three, they act how? Differently. When you see a joyful man, therefore, you will find these attributes in his life or her life. And that's what we find in this commission. That's what we find in the life of God's servant. From this mountain, you will receive your portion. I said, from this mountain, you shall receive your portion.